These shows aren't some genre and, ooh, they're entertaining and, wow, this guy's intense. Why do you think I'm intense? I'm under total attack. I've been hunted for decades by these people. They've attacked my whole family. Our family's never been stronger because we're not wimps and we understand we're doing God's work. But I'm in a war and you better realize you are too. Do you understand that? My God, they've killed over 30 million people with the poison shots. They flood us with fentanyl. They're absolutely in every major public and most private schools with grants, secretly brainwashing your sons and daughters to think they're another sex and make them totally mentally ill and then be mutilated, chemically or surgically. It is a devil cult. It's the same program worldwide. It's BlackRock. It's the New World Order. It's the transhumanist on record. They say the future's not human. They're building this nightmare world, and we're simply saying no, and we're valiantly fighting because on the other end of this, if we fail, is total enslavement and a nightmare hellscape. So just understand, you think I want to do this? You think I want to fight 18 hours a day? You think I want to do all this just so I can act tough? No, I've got to do it. Somebody walks up to me and punches me in the nose, or somebody walks up to me and punches my kid in the head. I'm not happy about it, but I'm going to get pissed off and I'm going to go after them. It's the same thing in politics, folks. How much are you going to take? You got to get vocal, you got to get informed, you got to get engaged, you got to spend money and support the people that are at the tip of the spear. You've got to amplify all that, and you should get vocal, and you should get engaged as well. I know a lot of you are, but man, you got to do this with urgency. You're like, oh, it sounds like work.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a lot of work.
No, you're meant to do this, and the future is so dark if you don't, but we're turning the tide. We're winning. But they're going to false flag. They're going to pull out the stops. They've already implemented the Podesta plan. Everything I told you is happening. But they're totally freaked out. And all over the news just saying, he's on his last gasp. Get him off. The Democrats, the senators, just get him off. Just get him off. Just shut him up. Because I got their number. I got their name. I got their ass. And their little minions, most of them are compartmentalized. They don't know how all this works. They're getting decompartmentalized. A lot of them aren't pure evil, are waking up and joining us and whistleblowing. Or just walking away, you can do that too. Just walk away. Run up the white flag. Because you're in a war against us, and we're winning, and we're going to win. And where your bosses are taking you is hellish. The only way you fail is not joining us. Admit you're the bad guys. Some of you can admit that to yourselves. You're not totally turned over to evil yet. Be like Darth Vader. Throw your political system lovingly, nonviolently down the reactor shaft. Become honorable for once. It's exhilarating. It's a blessing to fight evil. It's so animating, as Thomas Jefferson said, the animating contest of liberty. You have to live the life of Thomas Jefferson to really read Thomas Jefferson. And then it's so much stronger. There is a white supremacy problem. And it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carville and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view, I think it's your view, not out starting fights, not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you. And this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now. coming up in just the next month or so. It looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition, that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts, this is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
From the front lines of the information war, this is the War Room with Harrison Smith. Join the battle now on Band.video and X worldwide.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, joined in the podcast studio by Rob Dew. Welcome to the show, Rob.
Take two in the podcast studio.
Yeah, we're on different sides now. Yeah. This is very fun. Yeah, so this is another aspect of our escape pod, of our off-site studio that we'll be moving to very shortly. But getting the systems worked out here. Yesterday, obviously, the SBLC was charged with some very interesting crimes. I'm sort of up in the air about it. I think it's being used in some sort of negative ways. It's being used to discredit people that aren't even associated with it. I got to wonder, what's your take on just the SBLC charges overall? Because my take is they should be charged for a lot of different stuff. I don't really care about them, you know, committing fraud against their you know, donators and sending right. their money to the KKK. I think they can kind of weasel their way out of that through legal, you know, trickery, saying, well,
exactly. It's our job to lie to people.
Yeah, you know, so,
that's,
you know,
that's literally what we were put here for, to create this atmosphere. It's like John Bowne's report. We need to create more racism.
Right.
That's their business plan, is to create more racism. So how do they do that? By funding more racism.
By literally doing it. So I would like to see them go down for, like, what they actually do, which is, like, tearing apart the fabric of our society. And, I mean, you know, I guess whatever takes them down, I'm happy with. But I don't know. It's just everything out of the Trump Justice Department has been so sort of double-sided.
Has anybody been arrested? Has anybody been perp-walked? I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen it either. That's what I mean. It's like, I'd love to just embrace it and go, yes, we're taking down the deep state. But from all of, you know, the Trump administration's actions recently, I got to look at it a little bit suspiciously.
I mean, the Potok guy, I forget his first name.
Mark Potok. Yeah.
He's an SBLC representative. He was the one always out there spouting this stuff. So you would think he would be brought somewhere, or at least brought in for questioning. I mean,
right. We
put the grand jury put out these charges, but who are they, you know?
Who are they charging?
Who are we charging? It's just this nebulous, the SPLC.
And hell, Charlottesville in particular ended with a death. Like, how are they not being charged for murder, accessory to murder if they're doing this? And I just read a story in the last segment where the SPLC, you know, did this big story about the rise in racism after Trump was elected, but they deliberately left out all of the accounts of racism against white people. And so this is a report that they, like, you know, give to the government to make laws about, and yet they're deliberately misrepresenting the information. Like, that to me is a bigger crime than defrauding their donors or whatever they're accused of.
And for a lot of lack of cash activity, we could talk about. I think he did say, you know, we're cutting ties with the ADL, we're cutting ties with the SPLC. He did go and do that. He said, they're not going to be training our FBI agents anymore to turn them into little, you know, race baiting minions. Or,
right.
I mean, what do you call that when you're creating these people that do nothing but look everywhere for racism and around every corner? I mean, it's some sort of weird psychosis that they're training these people under and that they were doing for years.
Yeah, and then gets acted on when they go out and arrest people and ruin their lives over it. So I'm just always in two minds with Trump. It's like, I'm happy they're going after the SPLC. I'd like to see them go after them for something different, but. And I also worry a little bit about the way this is being interpreted by some people on the right who have basically taken the SPLC you know, indictment and run with it. And basically they're saying anybody that's to the right of Ben Shapiro is a Fed now. They're all on SPLC payroll, right? So how do we navigate this?
It's funny, you know, people are showing Alex Jones quotes everywhere. And then there's also people going, well, he must be getting paid by the SPLC. That's not how it works. He's calling him out, and I have some clips from around that time, right around the Charlottesville incident, and then a little bit afterwards, where, you know, the stuff he's saying during Charlottesville, talking about how it's a Democrat Party operation, and then you look at that now under this lens, under these indictments, and then they filed some lawsuits against him that they ended up dropping at some point, but he's going over that, and he literally is prescient when he says, you know, eventually, they'll be able to find a jury to believe this type of garbage.
Right.
And they did. They found two juries to do that.
Right. That's a very good point.
Yeah. When you watch these clips, these are old clips from like 2017, 2018. And so what Charlottesville happened in 2017, and I think some stuff kind of happened in 2018. So it's around those two times. But a lot of people remember the Goblin incident where the guy was pouring coffee on him. That was Alex in Seattle. And that's when Charlottesville went down. He was in Seattle.
Fighting goblins.
Fighting goblins and chasing people down and talking to the fat lady about gay frogs. She's like, well, you said water is turning the freaking frogs gay. And it's like,
yeah, you know, they are. Look at
everything he's been proved right on. And then, you know, the Megyn Kelly clip that came out where she, you know, she's like, you know, we fact checked him on everything he said and it was all true. And she never says, you know, that never came out when she was doing her hit piece, her little bounty hunter hit piece. Yeah. You know, I liken her to a bounty hunter. She does good work. But it depends on who she's being paid to do it. You know, which side is she on? Because she's on all sides as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, yeah,
she can't be trusted.
It's like a trip down memory lane. It's like you forget about all the chaos we've been through so far. So, yeah, so he basically nailed Charlottesville. I mean, I was, you know, when the news about SPLC paying some of the Charlottesville people came out, I was like, oh, I bet Alex said something about this. I didn't expect to see him just straight up be like, the SPLC is paying Democrats to pretend to be white supremacists. I mean, he nailed it.
It's
crazy. So let's go to the clips. I'm not sure which.
Yeah. These clips aren't as. It's not a slam dunk like what those quotes were. I'm still looking for the video of those quotes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we found different videos, and he mentions SPLC in this first clip. We're going to play the first one first. And, you know, he mentions them. But he's mentioning a bunch of other things, but he's mentioning how the whole operation works.
Right.
And, you know, and now maybe people will look back and go, oh, it's not just the SPLC. It's other groups involved in this, too. It's all these other NGOs. It's all these other groups under the guise of something else. They're really here just to sow discord in the United States and to get people fighting at each other. It's literally, and maybe you guys can find this, it's the MAGA wearing trucker guy and the pink pussy wearing hat lady, and they're in the aquarium and they're fighting it out, and there's Mr. Big Bucks looking on the outside laughing. That's what is going on in real life all over the country every day, and it's done by the media, it's done by these NGO type organizations, it's done by people in our own government.
Yep.
They want us at our throats, so we're not looking at them going, oh, why are you all paying off all these sexual harassment charges? You know, why is that a black hole? How come we don't get to see that? Why don't we get to see all the Epstein files? All these things, the Doge, the $4 trillion black hole. I said the other day it was a $3 trillion. It's a $4 trillion black hole that money went to. IRS can track all our money down to the penny, but they can't track where these went. Bull.
Yeah. What's a $1 trillion here or there? You know, it's easy to lose that. No, you're exactly right. And then the other thing on top of that, and this sort of goes to the point I was making about like people sort of misconstruing this. They take legitimate concerns, legitimate peaceful protests, and they send in provocateurs.
Sure.
Like it's as basic as you can get. But like they want to portray, oh, anybody that's saying that we need to stop the destruction of the Confederate statues, they're actually Nazis. They're actually white supremacists. Like, no, that is a legitimate concern. It is an attack on us. We are allowed to defend ourselves. So it's about taking legitimate concerns and then injecting it with the, you know, the most objectionable, the far out beyond the Overton window stuff.
Of course. And then that gets people going, well, if Nazis like these statues, then we have to not like these statues.
Exactly.
And Nazis don't care either way. They're just getting paid.
Yeah.
That's what nobody realizes.
So the SPLC is sophisticated. They're not so sophisticated that they're paying Alex Jones to call out their operations. That is – no. You can look at what he said at the time and you can see like he had their number.
Yeah.
Dead to rights.
There you go. Let's play the first clip.
And I confirmed it all. They had known CIA and State Department officials in Charlottesville first tweeting first being on MSNBC, CNN, NBC. And the mayor is involved. Everybody's a cutout. Of the major players, some of the useless, I guess they're useful idiots, to use Lenin's term, but I see them as useless idiots. The white supremacists coming out. Some of those are real. I'm not saying white supremacists don't exist. I'm not saying, but it turns out the guy that ran the girl over is a hardcore, long-term Obama supporter, obviously drugged up. I mean, you can't make it up. He's a hardcore Obama supporter. The guy leading it was the leader of the Black Lives Matter and the leader of the Occupy Wall Street and the leader of the Obama and Hillary campaigns. And then you've got the governor, the mayor tied into all this. And you've got the other white supremacist leader going to the same special elite school for international political programming. It's just, oh, my God, unbelievable. They got State Department and high-level CIA. One guy is paid $320,000 a year on the payroll of Soros. He doesn't just get money from Soros. He personally is paid $320,000 a year. And then he's their CIA State Department. And he's on the news. And then when people pointed out who he was, they took his name off the State Department website and stuff. But Google has all the shots of it. I mean, it's like, whoa. CIA? And they use senior guys, and then all the leaders of the white supremacist formerly worked for Obama, Podesta, Hillary, the CIA, or the Key Virginia school there that's run by the CIA. And when we have Pachinik on and he says they're CIA, he has all the connections. He's going to say he thinks they are, and here's the evidence of why he thinks so. He can't legally tell you, but there's a civil war going on in the government, so they're going to tell you. I said last Saturday, covering it live, live streams, we had reporters there on the ground, Gavin Wentz and Millie Weaver did a great job, that this was probably a real riot going on, but the Democrats and other groups, liberal groups, Southern Poverty Law Center, liberal Jewish groups and others, had been caught even this year staging attacks on synagogues, cemeteries and things to blame it on Trump. I mean, that's been in the news. We'll show you articles if you want to see it. They then misrepresented that and said that I said actors were there and it was all fake. Never said that. It was just fake quotes they put together. Notice you didn't see any video of that. It was in every newspaper in the country. This is what they do. They deceive. They divide the country. They can't fight real liberals like me, real constitutional, classical liberals, so they just deceive. I didn't know what this kicked off, though, because it caused people to investigate, because folks know I'm credible. So people thought, well, it must be true if the media is attacking Alex for it, because he always, you know, ends up being right. I didn't even say that.
That's pretty amazing.
So he's talking about and he goes into this black hole of the actors and all the websites that were there recruiting people to do this. So this was not an event that was an authentic event. This was not people going to see Trump speak and then, you know, that wasn't an authentic event either, because then you get to the Capitol and that's all being staged.
Right,
everything's
right.
Got to be controlled by these weird little people that, if y'all could even bring up the beginning of the Bound report where he's got the room of liberals.
Yeah.
I mean, it's spot on. You know that's what's going on in these rooms. These people, they don't fight fair. They can't fight fair because their ideas are flawed.
Yep.
That's it.
100%. 100%. And yeah, I was drawing the connections between January 6th and Charlottesville yesterday, because it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. There was a legitimate concern there. The election was stolen. People have a right to protest that. They were tearing down our statues without permission. You have a right to stand up against that. So they infiltrate that. They cause violence. They cause it to be chaotic. And man, I was just like remembering, because we were watching it live when it was happening. We had Millie Weaver there on the ground. And the way that they set it up, where they kettled all of the protesters in, and then this is the John Bound report there. Yeah, but it's extremely accurate. But I mean, it was a setup from the beginning. People have never understood what Charlottesville really was, because it was a total setup by the establishment who were working. We know from documents that have been released, like, these groups aren't just working on their own. They have connections in the local police in many cases. I don't know about this, but
it was in Baltimore. It came out in Baltimore.
They had
connections in the police, and the police were telling them where to go. And then, like, this area was okay to mess up, and this area is not. And a lot of that's based on who owns what buildings.
Right.
You know, some of the buildings in Minneapolis that didn't get burned down were ones owned by, you know, insiders. And the ones that did get burned down, I know people are looking at my my all-seeing eye. Like, dude's wearing the all-seeing eye. This is an awesome Mirror One painting. And look, there's us down here holding up the freaking game board.
Oh, that's a classic. That's like one, classic, that is one of the classic New World Order images of all time.
It's a great shirt and a great day to wear it, too, because we are like turning over the chessboard at this time. People are waking up. The guy Wilcox that they killed, I hadn't really paid much attention to him because he was kind of a UFO guy, and it's not really, I'm just like, whatever with UFOs. Yeah. But he's talking about, some of these clips where the sun is going to put out this new frequency, and when they do this to people in rooms, they suddenly become telepathic and like they ascend and they're able to see everything that's going on around them, which is, I guess, akin to like leveling up essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's saying that's going to happen, and the only way they'll be able to control everyone is with this, fake alien invasion, the Project Bluebeam that they're going to put out. And then, so a guy like that, maybe you do it, the system's like, hey, that guy's a threat. He knows what's about to happen.
Right.
We can't have him here going, look what I just said last week, 2 months ago.
Right.
So
that's fascinating.
Pretty crazy.
I need to, he's another, it's a shame,
compared to what we're talking about here, but it's like the same, there's all this information coming out now. And I think, you do have to give the chaoticness of the Trump people and that, even in their, they're trying to cover up stuff. They let everything, stuff gets leaked out. They can't hold it all because it's just, people are just like, no, we're letting it all out. Now we know that there's one, the lady who's like a sugar daddy hunter.
My God, yeah.
Honestly, who cares about the sugar daddy hunter? But it just goes, this is what runs government.
Yeah.
These are the type of people that run government. They're not morally adept. They're morally bankrupt.
No, it's literally just so much corruption. It's just spilling out at all the seams. Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. Now, do you have another video of Alex?
This is a special report we did later when he's talking about the lawsuit. And I watched almost the whole thing. He never even really talks about the lawsuit. He basically goes into this metaphysical, kind of tirade about what everything is and what's going on. But the end of it, when he starts talking about, they're eventually, they're going to file hundreds of these lawsuits, and eventually they'll get a jury to believe it. And then you cut to where we are today, and in less than a week, we're going to stop broadcasting at the Central Texas Command Center.
Yeah.
So it really does. That's why I thought that clip was important. Not because of what he's saying then, but how it relates to what's happening now. That's when it really becomes, it really brings everything into focus.
So. And it was all happening at the same time. Charlottesville was 2017.
Yeah.
I was reading an article yesterday back from 2018, and it was in the time period where Alex was kicked off of everything except for Twitter.
Right.
And they were referencing Charlottesville, saying, well, if you don't want another Charlottesville, you got to kick Alex Jones off Twitter, even though we weren't even associated with Charlottesville. Yeah. That was still an argument being made.
We purposely didn't even send anybody there. I think Millie Weaver and her husband went there to cover it, and we were like, nah, we don't even think you should cover it. It's going to be a setup. And they wouldn't cover it anyway. And they did get some good footage while they were there.
Yeah, they got attacked by the leftist mobs.
They were
crazy.
Able to show what was going on. But we could see it, especially Alice could see it coming a mile away. So, yeah, we can go to that clip now.
There are cadres of individuals of every race, color, and creed who are more beautiful and wonderful than I could have even imagined. But there are also large segments of the public, particularly white people, who think they're elites and who came from racist families, and they've now...
This is the SPLC.
...they've gotten rid of that, but they've just become race controllers, and they're wannabe elitist, and they know they're racist, and they know they're bad... And they have now created race politics so they can still keep ruling. And they have found incredible amounts of willing accomplices with Hispanics, other, white folks, black people, you name it. It's just realizing how many Eddie Haskell, white shoe boy, these goddamn frickin' Ivy League people, man. They're all candy-ass fake weirdos. They're all real weird and aggressive and wimpy and neurotic. And
when you cue the John Bell report.
Oh,
here,
my God.
He's describing this.
Competing with a bunch of weird communist, socialist, beatnik, leftist over... It's all a battle with a bunch of weird leftists against nation states... And against, it's like WASP and then other leftist groups, the folks that overthrew Russia, all fighting with each other up here over control. And then they want to have a bunch of manageable slaves, so they're poisoning culturally and physically everybody down here. And it's like watching a bunch of demons in a big orgy of screwing each other over. And I'm just like, thank God I'm not with these people. Because they believe they're going to have this big victory over InfoWars and then over all of your free speech. With the Communist Party, USA suing us, and four different Hillary lawyers suing us, and then State Department people that work for the Democrats and get Soros money suing us, and just all of it. And then when we point out they work for the State Department, which is famously CIA connected, they go, they take it off their, they take it off the State Department website, and that blows up in their face. So their answer is then to misrepresent what we've said and come sue us. And then people think, oh my God, I'm in trouble. We're in a war. And most of these people are useful idiot minions of this whole thing. And so when Reuters contacted us yesterday and today, first about, oh, we'd like to talk to you about a legal matter, so we wouldn't know when they, you know, bushwhacked us, Shanghai'd us, we wouldn't know what was going on. And then finally they brought out more stuff, trying to entice us to give them some statement so they could edit it and pretend they're journalists. And we got the information, and it's all misrepresentation. Fake quotes of articles that don't exist, fake headlines of videos that don't exist. Or we say, George Soros needs to be charged and arrested for sedition and causing Charlottesville chaos. But they cut the chaos part off. Causing Charlottesville. It's like they misnamed on Vice the dates Trump was on and put different dates. Oh, he's on here, he's on there, to make it look like more appearances. And like, you're dumb and you don't catch it. And it's the same thing. Oh, and again, since when does Reuters get lawsuits before they're filed so they can work out the whole narrative showing it breaks? Maybe the public buys it. The CIA runs this. I mean, the State Department runs the CIA. I mean, I got family that's been in black ops. I mean, they're like, yeah, the State Department gives us our orders. So it's kind of like backwards. Like, the State Department gives the CIA its orders. So let's kind of get that straight. But a lot of people pointed out they took his name off the State Department and they took stuff down about him. You know, when they didn't want that known. Then, okay, he works for a congressman that got Soros money and he worked for Hillary and blah, blah, blah. First they said none of that was true. We were crazy. They took it down. Then he went out and said, well, of course I worked for all them, but it's no big deal. They're saying the whole thing staged. None of it happened. No, we didn't say that. We said you were picked as a spokesperson at an event where they knew this stuff might go on, where the police stood down and ordered the New Right to march into Antifa. And then three of the New Right leaders, the top three, were all former big leftists for Obama and had foundation funding and CIA connection and their parents from the same university as a CIA cutout. That's what we said. And we said it should all be investigated. Now, they know if I get that in front of a jury, we actually play the interviews and stuff we said, that a jury will go, well, that's not malice of forethought, intent to do harm. Jones didn't consciously believe this was false. In fact, Jones didn't say anything, as they said. His guest didn't say anything. And Leanne McAdoo, they're suing, trying to hurt her sweet heart just to see if they can get somebody to be intimidated. We're going to defend her. We're going to win that. But see, they don't care. They're going to file hundreds of these.
Wow.
Until they get some jury to give them some big judgment. But all they're going to do is get a national law passed. All they're going to do is get themselves busted up by racketeering charges, in my view. And they're going to be the people that are known as the collaborators, just like the Tories in our Revolutionary War. But I'll tell you this, I've committed to being the 3% because my ancestors were.
I left this part
in. And yeah, I can't help it. And so yeah. I will not let you down. I will not, unless they give me electroshock and, you know, drug me up. And I mean, that won't be me anymore. My spirit would have flown. So, because you can have the body still alive, but the spirit's gone. I pray to God, if they get me in that position, just give up the ghost. I'm not afraid of death, and I'll do whatever I got to.
There wow. You go. Right. Prescient.
Yeah.
Prescient. He's exactly right. And it goes into what I was saying earlier about these people, they just get to try over and over.
Eventually
it'll work. Yeah. We've got to do something to reverse this. More on the other side, folks. Don't go anywhere. The War Room returns in just a few minutes.
Right now is the time to support InfoWars as Twilight. We are shutting down next Thursday night. The InfoWar continues for all of you. The AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Bigley. It owns the Alex Jones Network. They won't be able to shut us down. We have fought them, and we will continue on. But I need your support. The supplements, the methylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, it is all incredible, top-rated, so good for you. You're insane if you don't get it. And we're running a fundraiser here. all the original InfoWars products we're not going to sell once this goes through. Because even though we're battling in court, they could come back and say we violated it or whatever. So if you want to get original InfoWars gear and the new update, the 1776 line, now is the time. Also, they're running mega sales every day for the next week at Bigly. If you subscribe to any supplement, you can lock it in for 50% off when you buy it into the future. Cancel anytime with one click. Sign up for any supplement subscription. You get 50% off plus a free bottle of either Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy Incredible Formulas. Ultimate Chill helps support calm, balance, and focus. Ultimate Energy helps support energy, drive, and mental intensity. Third deal on top of it. Every order gets a free mystery gift with purchase. Biggest sales ever. We want to hire more hosts. We want to expand once this is over. We want to go at least 5 a.m. to midnight every night. We've got big plans, okay? We fought all the way. We rode it till the wheels came off. We're going all the way. We're still going to block the onion scammers that got exposed a year and a half ago. They're trying it again. We're going to sue the living hell out of them. Wait till after our guest leaves us. We found incredible information on them. It is so shocking. It's going to just blow you away. Guess what they're into? I don't think you'll be surprised, but it's so bad. You're not going to... I mean, it is the sickest stuff you've ever seen. Out and out Satanism. Torturing, murdering children. They love it. They're promoting it. Wait till you see this with Will Ferrell, everything. It's all coming up. But I will continue to fight these people 110%. I love it. I'm built to do it. But I cannot do it without your backing and support. So make the decision now, especially the 99% of you, have millions of viewers a day, that never go to theoliveshowstore.com to get these incredible items, incredible knives, silver coins, collectibles. It's all there, thealexjonesstore.com. And it's a free app. TheAlexJonesApp.com, Android, on Apple, it's all there. It's free. Get it. The show's right there in the center of it. And you get big discounts on the shopping cart when you do it through the app. AlexJonesApp.com. And soon we'll announce the new news site that's even better than InfoWars. It's all coming up. But I can't do it without you. You get all the credit. I need your support now. Firing the bat signal. I want to thank all of your past support. But those that haven't supported, what are you doing? TheAlexJonesStore.com. Stay with us. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, joined in studio. I guess this is still a studio. In the podcast room with Rob Dew. And let me tell you, folks, there's only one way to support InfoWars. It's TheAlexJonesStore.com, and it's how you support us as InfoWars or as whatever we become next. This is how you fuel our escape pod and the next stage of our adventure. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. We make it very easy for you to do so. We have five new trench war daggers. And guys, let's play the B-roll because I hadn't seen these yet. They're very cool. They're kind of...
They really did good on the designs.
They're
designs
really
are
cool.
On the blade now.
Yeah, so they have words on one side and then like the designs on the other. And they look great. And it's like I kind of want to collect them all. I don't know which one I like more. But obviously you've got the like Avo Christus Rex because it's got the Crusader Cross on the other side. You've got Molon Labe with the Spartan on the other side. The Spartan one is cool. I think that one might be my favorite one. But these are laser etched, so you know it's not going to wear or tear.
And that InfoWars one right there, you're not going to be able to get that one after Thursday at midnight.
Ooh, yeah.
So that one, if you're going to pick one up, that's the one to get. The other ones don't say InfoWars, so they'll be around a little bit longer.
Well, that one says you are the InfoWars. Maybe that's the same one with that logo. So, yeah, and that, hey, that goes with anything from thealexjonesstore.com. If it says InfoWars, get it now while you can. These things are going to become collector's items. They're going to become, you know, pieces of history as of this time next week. So, more or less. So get them now while you can. The five new Trench Knife War Daggers. You are the InfoWar, Molon Labe, Liberty or Death, Don't Tread on Me, and Ave Christus Rex. These are premium Trench War Daggers with knuckle guard handles and laser-etched designs on the blade. They'd probably sell out at full price at $200 and be more than worth it with the quality that these things are. And trust me, I have one and I use it, and it stays sharp and is very durable.
You forgot to mention the Skull Crusher. Very important.
Oh, the Skull Crusher. Of course. I mean, these are real, like, battle-tested, hardened blades. These aren't just, you know, pretty-looking. They are pretty, but they're useful and utilitarian as well. And they would sell out at their full price of like $200, but you can get them now for $79.99 on thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, that price goes down to $63.99. Of course, if you're a VIP member, you get $10 on top of that to spend on the store. So it's just a great deal. When you buy two knives, you get an extra 25% off. And of course, you can mix and match. And there's also a bunch of other great deals as always, at thealexjonesstore.com, as well as the mystery gift. The mystery gift still available for all orders at thealexjonesstore.com. Get it while you can, folks, and keep us on the air. And with that, let's talk about our new employers, Rob. We now work for The Onion, I keep hearing on X.
And former fact checkers for MSNBC. I mean, can you imagine, like, your job was fact checking people on MSNBC, which is just an outfit built upon lies.
Yes.
Like, the foundation is lies. The building is filled with lies. The people who talk, like, the Rachel Maddow piece she did on this, she's like, he was found convicted by a jury. Here, he was found guilty by a jury. He's like, no, there was no jury.
Didn't happen.
There was no jury. There was a jury sentencing.
Mm.
And they brought a jury in there to make it pretend like there was something going on,
right?
But it was already predetermined that, well, he didn't work with the court. Oh, how many depositions did we do? I sat through 6 depositions,
right?
I gave up all my emails. Everything was given to these people, and they just go, well, you didn't give us this. Well, that doesn't exist. Where's your marketing plan? There is no marketing plan.
You want to see the marketing plan? It's the sheet I just read. This is literally the marketing plan. But yeah, no, so that, and again, people don't understand this. That's what the default judgment was over. They demanded things that didn't exist and then said default judgment because we didn't provide them.
And one of the reasons was they wanted to depose Hillary Clinton because she was the one who kicked off all that. And they're like, oh, no, you can't do that.
Mm.
Oh, we can't bring Hillary into this. So that's why they got really mad when he mentioned Hillary Clinton in court. And they're like, we will know. There's like back and forth lawyer conversations about mentioning Hillary Clinton. She's like, we will not mention Hillary Clinton here in this court.
You Interesting. Know,
because they got to protect, the Dimtards got to protect their own. They circle up and they go, we control these processes. We have these processes controlled. So this is where we're going to play the game.
Yeah.
So we can control them in Austin, Texas. We can control them in White Bread, Connecticut. And that's where we're going to do these lawsuits.
Yep. And then they have the jury there to give it the appearance of a trial because it's a show trial. It has to look like and have the function of a trial, only it's rigged from the beginning. And people, again, have a hard time understanding this. They're like, but the jury was there. Yeah, after he was declared guilty by the judge because we didn't give them a marketing plan that does not and never did exist.
So that's Ben Collins, former fact checker, and then they're going to hire this guy Tim Heidecker to be who's a comedian of sorts. I mean, I don't really find his stuff very funny. We were playing some of it yesterday on the show, and it was gross, and people were defending it too. Well, that's when TV, they were allowed to do stuff like it. Okay, fine, you could be allowed to do, you could do, you know, G.G. Allen used to take a dump on stage. That doesn't mean it's good showmanship,
right?
Okay, you know, so you have to go, well, is this in poor taste? We're gonna do a series of skits about child trafficking and killing little children, but it's edgy, so it's okay because, you know, that's when people were allowed to, no, okay, that what that shows is this is the spirit of the person that is now going to try and become Alex Jones.
Right.
This is who this guy is, a guy who makes pedophilia jokes, a guy who makes child trafficking jokes, a guy who makes child murder jokes. This is the guy coming in and going, I am now InfoWars. we're going to be a trans comedic troupe or something.
Yeah.
So this first one is just Tim and his former partner, Eric, and they still might be partners. I don't know. But they're just another skit. Here's another skit going on about this stuff that just keeps happening. So I don't know if I froze or not. Are we frozen? Okay, we're good.
Well, I was thinking about heating up some of my leftover beef lasagna.
Mmm, you know, I like the sound of that.
You know, a night in the fridge really helps those flavors develop. I'm talking about the mozzarella, the San Marzano tomatoes, the gabagool, the fresh parmesanish.
I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Don't forget the milk, though.
Hey, would you mind taking your shoes off the couch? Megan! What do you do with my beef lasagna?
This huge pan was taking up way too much space in the fridge. Plus, I think the beef is spoiled. It stinks.
The beef is not spoiled. Everyone knows that a night in the fridge helps develop flavors for beautiful beef lasagna. Now what am I supposed to do?
Well, I'm sure you will figure it out.
How's work today, Ron?
Got laid off again.
Oh, man.
God damn it, I tell you, there's just no place for a hard-working fool no more. I think I'm just going to go on and take a bath, come back down, dig into some of that beef lasagna from last night.
Sorry, guys. No beef lasagna.
What?
Megan tossed it out.
Why would you throw it out? It makes no sense. It's better the next day.
I was going to pound that beef lasagna down my throat. Shit.
Sorry to disappoint you, but I got your pills and milk.
You hungry, doggy boy?
Yeah, I'm hungry, but don't call me doggy boy.
You're acting like a doggy. You know what doggies like to eat, right? Trash. Which, by the way, I just happen to have some right here. Fresh trash. I'm gonna scoop you a little portion, Boro. Eat up, Boro.
Not bad.
Let me try it for myself here. Hey, you're right. Nice fresh beef, rigatoni, cottage cheese. I think this is lasagna. Hey, Boro, you want to hear a secret?
Yeah.
I sneak up fresh trash every night, and I just have a trash feast by myself. It's good to have some company now.
Ha 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 ha.
So that's comedy.
Okay, that's just bad.
We're abusing children, just more abuse of children. And that seems to be their MO. There's this child abuse kind of flare that goes through there because probably none of these people have kids.
Well, yeah.
I think that's what it is. They've all been single their entire lives. They don't have families. Their life is my friends that we create degenerate comedy with.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's just, like I've never been a fan of it. Personally, it's just like low effort. I don't know. I mean, I can find like things like South Park hilarious. They do the poop jokes, whatever. But like the way they do it, it's clever. So, you know, something about it is like at least a little bit funny. It seems like the Tim and Eric style is just genuine. Like, let's disgust people. Let's just. It's so funny how utterly disgusting we can be.
Well, let's scoop out a sewer, throw it on stage.
Yeah, and it's just like, okay, I guess.
And I think the lasagna is code for something else. But
yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I think there's something else. That's why it has to sit around and marinate.
Yeah, it's like this is the best they got. I mean, literally, we laughed more at Alex Jones just like being funny off the cuff while we were watching his videos. That entire video, like, it's just, what are we laughing at? What is funny here? What is this?
Alex Jones describing the enemy is definitely more funny than whatever that was. This next clip is actually, I think this was today. I think the show is called Open House, and they titled it Hail Satan. Because when I pulled it down and I sent it over here, and one of the guys in the back, Matt, was going, is it the Hail Satan clip? I'm like, I don't remember it being called Hail Satan, but I guess they titled it. So the link I had didn't say Hail Satan on it, but that's what they titled it.
Okay.
That's what they titled their works, Hail Satan.
Very edgy.
And I think that's
funny.
Part of their rallying cry to come in and act like they're taking over InfoWars. See, they're not even really taking over InfoWars, they're gonna rent it so they could probably come and defecate all over the place, spiritually,
literally,
mentally, physically,
yeah,
psychologically, all those things. That's what they want to do, and they think that's gonna win. They think they're gonna win that way, and they're not. And so it's fine. We will defeat you.
It's just kind of weird. And you know, the funny part is like they might spend a bunch of money to like rent out whatever, like use our, but like they're already using our logo. So yeah. It's like what. They can just do that because the left just gets away with anything. If they just want to claim that they're InfoWars and sell merchandise with that, nobody's going to stop them. So it's almost funny that they're paying for it when they're literally already doing it now and they have no right to.
Right. And Alex was pointing out today, they're all in their rooms. It's all a bunch of white men, you know, what they proclaim to hate. Because they all hate themselves. So they all get together and have their white men, you know, kind of soy boyish white. They're all very soyish looking. They all look like they don't really do much other than, you know, take a lot of drugs, party, and make degenerate comedy, you know, opening up the sewer valve.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. All right, so this is a podcast from today.
Yeah, and I think there is a woman in one of these too. There is a woman that they allow one white woman on, you know, because you can't have anybody of color. So this was today. John Bounce sent me this, and I think we're going to start at the 18 something minute mark, and that's when they start talking about how they are acquiring InfoWars now, and they own it, and they're going to run it as they see fit.
Okay, so, let's watch.
Find it.
These clouds come from...
Oh, did he delete it?
No, it just used to be pinned.
He's tweeting like a thousand miles an hour.
He does have a new statement that...
Oh, here there it is, yeah. So, could someone read this?
Okay, so they're reading Alex Jones's
expose. We can all read it together in the voice. The man hired by the Onion to take over InfoWars produced pro-pedophile
Can we pause it? Can we pause it? And I can think of three people on the War Room crew that do better Alex Jones impressions than him.
It's terrible. It's no good.
What is up with Alex Jones? Is like the easiest impression to do.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's like it's like the quality of these people.
That's how you know that they were meant to do this because they're so bad at it.
Right.
They're so bad at it. It's like we got to get the worst people we could find to do this. Here they are. You know, a failed fact checker who admits that he took antidepressants after his failed little fake auction didn't work.
Right.
You know, so he's juiced up on that. He looks like hell. He looks like he hasn't seen the sun. Then we're going to drag up this comedian that used to do Adult Swim skits and then say he's the new Alex Jones.
And he's not even good at the impression.
Not funny.
It's wild. It truly is wild. All right, sorry. Back to the video.
Murder shows for Adult Swim in conjunction with Will Ferrell, who took part in satanic rituals with spirit-cooking high priestess Marina Abramovich.
All true.
Satan-obsessed Tim Heidecker.
It's true. I am obsessed with the Lord.
Who wants to stop talking about it?
Yeah. I love him with his little horns. In his tail.
Yeah, his pointy tail.
Yeah. In surrounded by fire and pits of flame. The Satan-obsessed Tim Heidecker.
Be funny, Tim Heidecker. You're supposed to be funny.
To steal Alex Jones' job and that he has plans to steal Alex Jones' identity in order to destroy the InfoWars brand.
No, we're maintaining, we're reinvigorating the InfoWars brand. We're bringing it back to life. We're making it a profitable concern.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alex Jones his legal team have already filed.
Is this true? Do we know about this? Or has he filed lawsuits against these whatever?
He files a lot of stuff. I don't think they're lawsuits. He just has sends stuff. You know, like sovereign citizens, how they just like send a bunch of bullshit to court. And
sovereign citizens.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. He does that all the time. So he probably did that.
Right. Like we stopped your auction.
I mean, 10 years ago.
Remember when we filed that?
Stepped in this shit 10 years ago with all the Pepe the Frog freaks and the 4chan losers. That was where they went. They went to the child clown outlet. That's all they have.
That's the proof.
Yeah. That's all they got is this one sketch. That's
two, so stupid, like four.
And funny and great, actually. Actually, very great.
Did they dial the number?
Did they call
it? Did they try to buy one to see if this existed?
Over 12 years or whatever it is, that's what they got. They got that one. I mean, you could have gone to Brown's Daycare and looked at that clip from Dr. Steve Brule where he's getting his diaper changed, you know, that.
Like, there's far worse stuff they could definitely.
Yes. What do you mean? What are you saying? What are you saying?
Oh, I don't know. Nothing.
Well, they're obsessed with the child aspect of it. Yeah, so that's why. Yeah,
exactly.
Look, I mean,
they care about kids so much.
As Matt said to me yesterday, he goes, child clowns aren't a thing. Shame he's covering not the thing his face. In the world that we're worried about. And if I was into child clowns, I wouldn't be putting it on TV. We'd be sure.
Just locked in your basement.
Yeah. Anyways.
I'm fascinated by the Satan-worshipping Will Ferrell, who took part in satanic rituals with Marina Abramovich.
Yes.
I'd like to see those receipts.
I want to know what that was all about.
That's your dumbest shit.
It's just like so maybe all men.
Yeah, it might all be men, actually. Yeah. I misgendered.
Let's pause for a second. Here's the deal, Tim. There's a guy named William Shakespeare who may not be Sir Francis Bacon, but he once said, things in truth are said in jest.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. If the, if this whole thing is, oh, Alex Jones is so bad because, you know, he questioned Sandy Hook and you know, it's terrible for children, then it's like, okay, but all every skit you ever make is, like, mocking the idea of, like, children's innocence and killing innocence children.
And
yeah.
Killing children and burying them in your backyard. And we didn't even show, there was a, Patrick Halley actually found one of those clips, and then he had some stuff underneath. He had a picture of Will Ferrell at Abramovich's, you know, one of her rallies, whatever that whatever she has. And then he shows a picture or a video, and it's this guy's show, and Will Ferrell's there, and they do some weird, I don't know, they're rubbing blood on this guy. They strip him down, and Will's the guy kind of leading it in the chair. And he's kind of leading this thing. I didn't even show this to Alex because I was like, Will Ferrell's really not the focus of it. It's more of this guy who's taking over. But it's the most disturbing thing I've seen Will Ferrell ever do. I'm like, wow, it's dark. It's pretty dark.
I mean, it's this weird hypocrisy.
Well, we're just making fun of it.
Yeah, where it's like, no, we just don't take anything seriously. Yeah. And it's like, okay, but you're like performing a weird satanic ritual, but then you laugh at us for saying that. Like, you're the ones performing in it. You're the ones, like, who are doing it, but then we're supposed to, like, not care or think it's cool or something. And then, because
it's so edgy. It's edgy.
Yeah, it's this.
We're so edgy.
Right. And even with the thing where it's like, Satan? Yeah, totally. We love Satan. Like, it's just like, we're above all of that. We don't actually care. We don't concern ourselves with these, you know, small ideas about Satan and good and evil. But they're also, like, you know, whiny liberal heart or liberal bleeding heart pansies, right? Like, they are the same ones who get up and go, you know, because of what Alex Jones did, he just can't. They are the school marms. They are the ones engaged in a moral panic constantly over everything. And then it's, oh, but we're just above it all, but we don't actually care. We're just, you know, we don't take any of this seriously. But they do. They take it extremely seriously. It's just complete hypocrisy, and it's total, it's just total fraudulence. Like, these people want to act like they're above everything, but these people are the ones who, you know, can't handle people disagreeing with them or whatever. And it's like, if you don't want to say that you're engaged in weird satanic rituals with dead bodies and rubbing blood on each other, then don't do it. Like, it's not our fault for talking about it.
Yeah, we're allowed to go, hey, this is weird. Why should we respect you as a person, as a comedic, you know, Will Ferrell's a pretty funny guy. I've seen him in a lot of his movies, but I'm watching that and I'm like, that's a little disturbing.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Well, and like the clips that Alex was playing yesterday, you know, there's that one where like the baby is crying. Like, a baby doesn't wail and cry and their face turn red because they're acting, right? So, like, there's something very
scare the baby.
He's literally holding a baby that's like terrified and like trying to get away, and it's then they're just like laughing at it. And like, as somebody who has kids, it's like you're kind of like traumatizing that child. The child is clearly like upset and trying to get away, and they're just like, you know, filming holding it. And this goes
Elf
back
is going to give him nightmares now.
Well, do you remember the landlady? Remember? Will Ferrell came out with that video of like a little girl and the whole joke about it. I remember thinking it was funny at the time.
Yeah, funny or die.
And I actually remember my mom being like, this is weird. They have a little baby cursing and like that's non-stop, the whole joke. Yeah. And there's just it's just this weird attack on innocence.
It's
and like
a weird. Yeah. Exploitation of children.
Yeah.
You have to somehow do something with kids. And maybe that's the whole thing with Elf. It's like turning, you know, you're thinking about Elf now. You got to go back and reexamine all this.
It's right.
Like, you know, the idea of Santa Claus and all this stuff is like a kid's thing, but now we're going to pervert it with this other stuff. It just gets weird. Yeah, there's the Where's the Rent, and that's Will Ferrell. That was one of the first, I think, Funny or Die things they put out.
Yeah, it was like one of the first like real viral sort of like skits. And I remember thinking it was hilarious. I mean, I thought it was the funniest thing ever. And I just, for some reason, I remember my mom being like, "What's funny about like a little kid? Like, you can teach any little kid to curse. Like, this isn't a clever or like, you know, intelligent or, you know, funny thing. It's literally just, hey, we're going to get this baby to curse. And isn't that funny? We're destroying, you know, the innocence of this child." And it's like, you really think about it.
The kid says that out in public somewhere. It's like, oh, no, you can't talk like that. Well, y'all were telling me to talk like that. I don't understand what's going on now.
Yeah, it's all very weird. So, yeah, it's like every time you see kids, it's like the kid has to be abused or be doing something that's way too adult for them to be doing. And it's just, and again, it's just kind of the lack of, like, it really is, and I don't care. You know, if you think it's funny, whatever. But just like literal poop humor, literally just like we're just going to make a fart noise for 5 minutes straight and having a show on Adult Swim. And it's just like, how are these people even successful? Like, it's clearly propped up. It's clearly artificial. Nobody actually likes this stuff.
It's all propped up, and it's always weird groups propping these things up that are always in the shadows. They're never just out front like, hey, we're going to support this. No. Everything's got to be weird and backroom and controlling, and instead of just who they are and what they do. Yeah. Like, we are who we are. We are what we do. There's no hidden weird stuff going on at InfoWars. It's what's on the news, how does it relate to what's going on, and how does it relate to how they're screwing you over constantly, and then where are these people, you know, especially with the Trump administration, you know, what are these things doing that are not what he said he was going to do? These are things that are against what he said he was going to do. And, like, you know, people were trying to slam to, oh, look, he solved the Iran war. Not really. We're still in it. The Strait of Hormuz is still closed. And there's these cascading issues that are going to happen because of it. And have we really thought about that? And what are you going to say, cat turd, or as I call him now, cult turd?
Yeah.
What are you going to do when, you know, you're not going to get any vegetables? Are you just going to come out and say you're all lying? You know, what are you doing? There's no fertilizer. Yeah. Things don't grow.
That's what I was thinking about that, because I went and got gas and it's up over $4 a gallon. I'm sitting there thinking, I wonder if they're filling up the gas going, those podcasters, those dang podcasters, yeah, making my gas expensive. It's like, yeah, right. You know, this reminds me of, if you look at Ben Collins, like, one thing that he was involved in on X in 2023 was he announced that it was likely that Israel struck that hospital. Remember when it was unique and sort of an event when they would strike a hospital, when it wasn't just like a quotidian sort of everyday thing? And it was, everybody like was on both sides. And to me, it was obvious. It was like, well, Israel's bombing all these places. And then the hospital got bombed. That was Israel. And we looked into it, investigated it. So Ben Collins, who's a left-winger, anti-Israel guy, you know, he said that, you know, we weren't sure who the hospital. So it's like, you know, in reality, there, you know, Ben Collins is not a comedian. He wants to be a news guy. He does what we do, only he does it in a cowardly and dishonest way. Right. So, like, where he is going, well, I don't really know who, we think it's Israel, but I wouldn't say that if you know, I'll hold off judgment until it's true. Meanwhile, we're just here, I'm sitting there on the show going, Israel bombed the hospital, and it's evil, and it's bad, and that shouldn't happen. So it's like, even in their own wheelhouse, we defeat them. We are better than them. They try to do what we do. They're just cowards.
They can only do it through dishonest means. That's it. This is what they're doing is... it's not even, they can't even meet us on the battlefield of ideas.
They're invited them. We said, come on down. Come join us in the studio. Come see what we're all about. They'll never do it.
No.
Because they know they're lying.
Right. And they know what they're doing is not right. And it's going to come out in the end. And I tell you what, what they do when they start taking over this stuff and start doing things, and, you know, we've already, I think, closed the InfoWars store up because of this. It's, you know, the first time they did this, the traffic dropped a bunch because they said they owned us, and they said, and they were putting stuff out everywhere that they owned us, and that didn't happen. So
they get to do that. They get to lie deliberately.
Who knows what'll happen Thursday? Maybe Judge Gamble will get a talking to it, and it'll be like, no, we're not going to do it. But then InfoWars will just kind of sit there.
That'd be interesting.
The Central Texas Command Center will sit there. InfoWars is you out there. It's me. It's Harrison. It's the guys sitting over here, you know, pushing the buttons. That's who the InfoWar is, and it's never going to die. So we can do it.
It'll never die. It'll take a new form, and no matter what form we're in, you can support us at thealexjonesstore.com. That's going to do it for us. We will see you tomorrow, folks.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the InfoWar today by going to thealexjonesstore.com and picking up a bottle of Zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.